Hey guys, welcome back to No Filter. I'm Brittany and I'm here with Antoine.
Hey, what's up?
So, how was your week? First of all, what is that you have in your glass? Because I sniffed it and I didn't smell anything, but I took a sip of it and almost died.
You know, remember my birthday that one year?
The crown?
The Remy.
Oh, okay. I thought I liked that.
No, because remember, you did like it, but then the next morning you was like, never give me that shit again.
I don't know.
Yeah, because that's how fucked up he was. You don't remember? Because you said you like it. You're like, oh, I like it. And then you was like super drunk. And then the next morning you was like, I didn't even drink that much. I don't know what that is. Never give me that again.
Anyways. So, how was your week?
Same as it always is. It's just work field.
Of course. I just want to give a quick shout out to the parents out there who are homeschooling. Not homeschooling, virtual learning, which is most parents out there right now. And Lord, give me strength, okay? Virtual learning is such a challenge. So shout out to the people out there and shout out to the teachers out there, because I listen in on my kids' calls, the group calls, and honestly, if I was a teacher, I would have just hung up on everybody.
It's not even that. It's the stuff that's being posted. Like, other kids. Like, I've seen people post, people got fucking Spider-Man masks, Chewbacca mask on their kids.
The first week, I don't know if I mentioned this on the last podcast, but somebody in London's class had a wig on, had his mom's wig on. And it wasn't even a wig. I looked at it because I heard London yelling, "No, take the wig off." They were on a break because he does like 10-minute breaks. So I heard her say, "Take the wig off. No, take the wig off. Ha ha ha." So I'm like, what the fuck? So I get up, I go look. He got like a whole track. Like, it's a long ass track. But then it looked like it was like a half wig and part of a track. So he like laid the track on top of his head and then put the half wig on the back. I was like, oh, his mom probably don't have no idea he doing this.
Right. And then the stuff you see on the internet is like the...
Oh, yeah. The naked parents.
Yeah, like parents that like just walk in front of the camera and don't know the kid is on it and they naked. Or like, I done seen like somebody was like getting a haircut. Like, people posting pictures like getting a haircut.
This one I seen, the teacher was talking. Half the kids was in the bed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that. Because London's teacher, like, I listened in on their calls. And he, like, he's like, hey, excuse me, you need to be up at a table or something. It looks like you're in bed. You need to go to a table. Or, like, I look in and I do see a lot of the kids laying in bed with their parents. And I'm like, what the hell?
What for?
Not a lot of the kids. I see this same one student where it's like the mom is like chilling. Looks like the mom's watching TV. And then the kid is like sitting like cuddled up with the mom and has the computer in their lap.
I'm like, that's a horrible environment.
Yeah, it's not a horrible environment. It's a loving environment, but it's not for school. Like, I make London sit up at the table and Trudy. I make them both sit up at the table. No putting your head down, none of that. Because I feel like they get comfortable because they're at home. So, I have them sit up at the dining room table and, you know, make sure I'm listening in, because I noticed that with London, she's a better in-person learner. Most definitely. So, anyways, but, yeah, shout out to the parents and teachers and kids and everybody that's doing virtual learning, because it is definitely a fucking challenge, I'll tell you that.
You know what was a really challenge this weekend, though?
What? Don't talk about no sports.
No, watching that damn debate on Tuesday.
Oh. I was just joking when I said don't talk about no sports.
Yeah, but I wasn't even, like, honestly, I didn't even watch the debate. Like, I just kept tuning in and out. Because it was just like, I could only watch, like, maybe 10 or 15 minutes at a time.
Yeah, that shit was literally, shit show was the correct word. And like a pissing contest, like, basically.
It was. It wasn't even a pissing contest. It was just like a baby, like, arguing with somebody that's trying to keep it together.
Saturday Night Live did a good little.
Honestly, after watching it, like, it was a good lead up, but I believe it was a little corny.
Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
I felt like it was corny a little bit.
I'm talking about the spoof they did with the...
Yeah, with the debate. Yeah.
You thought that segment was corny?
It started off good, but then it got corny. Like,
no.
They just kept doing too much, like, outrageous stuff. And it's like, yeah, we know it was outrageous, but it wasn't
I was about to say, that's what happened.
It wasn't that outrageous.
I feel like what they did is, like, it might as well have been that.
Yeah, I get it.
I liked it. I thought it was funny. Jim Carrey is fucking hilarious.
But, like, you can tell, like, it was to the point where it was just horrible. Like, that's arguing back and forth. The moderator wasn't no help. He was telling, he was, like, he said, you know.
He was like the teacher in a daycare class.
Yeah, he was telling them to, you know, hey, I want you to, you know, 2 minutes. Everybody gets 2 minutes. Stop interrupting. Well, he's interrupting me.
They do that every year, but it's worse with Trump because he's, like, literally, like, a.
No, it was, like, every, he couldn't talk.
Yeah.
He couldn't talk. I believe the one thing that got on Trump's nerves was, like, he didn't acknowledge or look at him. Like, that's one thing I noticed about when I watched it, is, like, he never looked in that direction. He always looked straight. Mm. So that probably pissed him off because he wasn't looking at him. He didn't give him the attention, even though he was, like. But, I mean, he should have kept on doing the shit he was doing. Like, instead of twice, like, one time he called him a clown, and then one time he told him, he's like, man, will you just shut up?
I thought it was messed up when he was talking about his son, though.
Yeah, because he didn't have to bring the. He got dishonorably discharged from the military because he was on drugs or he was an addict and kept bringing that. I'm like, no. And then what wasn't like a couple days later, he got tested positive for COVID?
I was going to say, it happened. You think that's real?
I don't know, because it shows it take between like 5 days for symptoms to show up from a positive test. And I was watching something on one of these channels that showed like a week, all the stuff he did. He went to 2 rallies. He went to the debate. He went to 3 fundraisers. Like, he went to a fundraiser in like Minnesota. He went to a rally, 2 other rallies. He went to another, like a private fundraiser at his house.
Most if not all of his rallies are unmasked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so he went like there.
That, but why is he still having rallies? You the president. Like, right. I don't know.
But he was doing that. He was doing that 2 years in. Like, but and then like it shows he even did like a announcement for his Supreme Court justice, a big event at the White House, another event at the White House, like. This joint, and then like during one of the trips to Minnesota, his like close, the chick, okay, I don't know their names, I don't know, she got it. She had got symptoms in Minnesota, so
the one who initially had it.
Yeah, she had got symptoms within him doing all this shit. She had got symptoms in quarantine in Air Force One, and then she did her own self-quarantine, and she started showing symptoms after when they got back. So then after that, a few other people that usually travel with him, they decided not to travel. They're like, well, I'm not going nowhere because they was exposed. But he kept on going.
Yeah.
And then he started showing symptoms and the little people was outside the hospital. So, you know, of course, the next morning, what does he do? He goes outside. He goes outside to drive past and wave at the
motherfucker. Of course he does.
So think about it.
Even sick, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Even allegedly sick, he still has to stroke his ego.
But if your, what's the name, your like right hand advisor tested positive, that's in close contact with you almost every day, why wouldn't you quarantine yourself then? He kept on doing shit, and other people in the office and his staff decided, no, they're not going to keep on traveling until they find out they don't got nothing.
Well, he's the same person that said it was a hoax, right? So
it was a hoax. It was going to go away like a miracle. But I just feel bad for the two Secret Service motherfuckers, like, cause he had, yeah. of course, he had on a mask and everything. You got the Secret Service man got the mask, but it's the White House. I think, I don't know if it was the car or it was the SUV, but it's like, literally, it's the president's car. So it's like y'all stuck in this car. It's bomb proof, bulletproof, chemical attack proof. It's like an airplane. It's like you can't. Yeah. It's circulating air. So it's like y'all literally breathing in this contaminant motherfucker's air. Even if y'all got masks on, like y'all that close in proximity. But, I don't know. That shit is just.
That's annoying.
Yeah, because like even if it is real, you putting people at risk. But even if it did, but if it's fake, you having people thinking it's not as serious as it is.
Yeah.
So it's bad either way it go.
Yeah. So speaking of which, I wanted to share this story about what happened to me today at work. So you know I've been waiting. So I work in retail, and today was the day because I have literally been waiting. Of course, most retail stores, you have to wear a mask when you come in the store. So I've been waiting, like, because I knew this day was going to come, that somebody would try and come in the store without a mask. So we literally have a sign on the door, and we also have a sign at the register that says no mask, no service. Like, it is what it is. That's what corporate said do. That's what we're doing. So, and also, we have masks in the store, like the disposable ones. Like, if people come in there and they don't have a mask or whatever, we give them one. So today, you know, I'm getting ready to leave. I was like literally 5 minutes until it was time for me to clock out. So this lady coming to the store is an older lady, her daughter, and they had like a child with them, like a little child, like maybe six. So they all come in, no mask. So one of the girls I was working with was like, hey, you know, do you guys have masks? And they were like, no. And they said it like real nasty like that. So then she says, okay, well, you know, we require masks to shop in the store. If you guys don't have a mask, we can provide you with one. So she's like, well, we don't want one. We don't have one. We don't want it. So she's like, well, I'm sorry. If you don't have a mask, we can't serve you. She's like, well, I guess I won't be spending my money here then. So then they leave. And she, when she was leaving, she said, oh, that's so fucking dumb. That's so fucking dumb. So they walk out. So, of course, these are some, what are they called? Caucus.
It's just white.
I'm just fine. It was some white people. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So me and my coworker, who is Indian, we were both talking like, I don't understand why, you know, people think that they could just walk in. So, like, as of now, like, this has been going on since March. Really, people weren't really wearing masks, like, when it first started. But literally, by April, everybody had masks. So, literally, okay, let's say this has been going on since April. 6 months now. 6-7 months now. Okay? Which doesn't sound like that long, but that's actually been a long time. Like, I honestly feel like it would be weird to see people without masks in the store now.
It is weird.
Yeah, it is.
I see someone with a mask on. What the hell?
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. So, boom. So, that happened, and like 5 minutes later, we're still talking, you know, like, yeah, you know, that's crazy. Da, da. They come back in. They all have masks on. So, I'm like, okay. So, they went to the car to get their masks.
So they had masks. So they just delivered.
They just had masks. They were coming in being assholes, trying to see who, whatever. So she comes, they come back in. So of course I do my job. Hey, can I help you find anything? So she, no. I said, okay, well, just so you know, these are the sales today. If you need any help finding anything, just let me know. She got her back turned. So she said, I know one thing. I'm calling corporate right now. So I said, okay, would you like the number? Yeah, the phone number to corporate.
Right, because that's corporate rule.
Yeah. So I said, would you like the phone number? You got the right phone number? She's like, oh, you bet your ass I do. That's what she kept saying. You bet your ass. So I was like, okay. I said, well, you know, that's fine. Whatever. So then, so she's on the phone. She's walking around. So the daughter kind of was like, no, first, you know, we just left her alone. Then I started walking near her because I'm like folding up some shit. Mind you, it's like 20 minutes after I was supposed to clock out. But I was like, no, I have been waiting for this moment.
Well, so you should have just left because that's like...
No, because I felt like they was another thing too, I felt like they was targeting my coworker because she was Indian. Cause I'm gonna tell you what she said. So she's on the phone and yeah, I'm in such and such store. What's the store number here? I was like, oh, it's store number 47. You know, I'm telling her the store number. So she's like, yeah, that's the number. Yeah, they're telling me I have to wear a mask in here. I went to another store and such, and they didn't make me wear a mask, so they're making me wear a mask. I have a medical condition.
What does that have to do with anything? What's your medical condition?
So the daughter was like, Mom, you know, just come on. Let's just shop, get what you need, and we'll hurry up and get out of here. She's like, no, no, because I can't breathe right now. I can't breathe. And she points to my...
But you're screaming at somebody.
So she points to my manager, that's the Indian girl. She's making me wear one. So I'm like, she is not making you do anything. I said, this is corporate rules. We're following corporate rules. We're following what we have to do. So she's just being like a dick or whatever. So I guess corporate told her like, yeah, you have to fucking wear a mask. So.
I'm listening.
Anyway, so all that, you know, that happened or whatever. So after she hung up, well, they said I have to wear one, which I'm gonna see who I can talk to that's higher up. So then she still complaining, talking shit. And I'm just like, you know, if you can't breathe, you know, you probably should leave. Because that's not a good thing if you can't breathe. You know, I was like, you are welcome to use, because today is the last day to use the coupons. So you're welcome to use those coupons online. You know, you can stay at home, shop at home without your mask. Welcome to use them online. It's fine. You'll never see my face in here again. Okay, bitch. Like, you act like that's hurting me. Anyways, moral of the story is, I ended up leaving, but it's just like, why are people still putting up a fight about masks? Like, it is what the fuck it is. Like, put the fucking mask on or don't come in the fucking store. Like, yes, I know there are some stores that don't mandate it, which they should, because it's a state, you know, it's a state thing. Like, it's mandated by the state.
But that's the one thing, like, we're in, I don't know if y'all people hear about this, but we're from Ohio to where a couple weeks ago, this lady, she's at a football game. Mm-hmm. She's at a football game, and she was asked to, you know, put on a mask, and of course she wouldn't. It was a high school or middle school. She's asked to put on a mask, but she wasn't. She didn't put on the mask, so the cop at the school asked her, you know, well, we asked you to leave. Like, that's the policy here at the school. Is, you know, if you don't want to wear a mask when you're asked, you have to leave the premises. So she was putting up a fight and went leave and fight and went to cop. And long story short, she ended up getting tased and arrested. And pulled off. Now, it was a white lady, black cop. Suddenly, it was just weird that, like, all the white people I ran into, or even on social media, or even somebody at my job was saying, like, well, technically, it's not a law, so I don't even know why they arrested her for not wearing a mask. God.
And that's the same thing.
Like, it's not a law. You know, it was mishandled. He didn't de-escalate the situation. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I've known people that have gotten shot for a lot less. Mm-hmm. Like, she literally was fighting with the police officer and still alive.
Right.
Like, and then she didn't get arrested for not wearing a mask. She got arrested for not listening to the officer. He asked, she was like, well, you're not following the rules of the premises, so you have to leave the premises. And she would leave, and then she literally put up a fight. She was fighting. And he tased her.
And I don't understand why it's so hard. Like,
no, I just don't understand why she got defended so much.
Just the whole situation. You pass a virus through your mouth and your nose.
It's just this particular virus is like, it's from sneezing, coughing, like the droplets.
Your mouth and your nose.
Yeah, I'm just saying anything that can stop that moisture from coming out your mouth or your nose or even coming in, wouldn't you want to do that?
Cover your fucking sinkholes. Shout out to Kid Fury. He said that. But anyways, it's like, girl, why is it so hard?
And then it's like, it's these
times. I feel like people just do it just to like start shit. And you can't tell me what
to do. No, because they too proud.
Yeah, because I was going to say, in other countries, China, which is what, triple our population.
Shit, more than that. China got like half the world's population in that one country.
And they're fine. Because they could all, if China was like America, they probably would have all been dead.
Yeah, but then again, though, China did do some extreme shit. Like, they would lie.
Yeah, they was killing people.
Wasn't they was killing people, and they would, like, bolt people's doors shut and shit, if they had it. But,
shit. Doesn't seem like they need to do here.
Yeah, but other countries, it's like, people think it's a scam, it's a hoax. It's government overreach. They doing this to control us. Mm-hmm. You know, they trying to make this a paper, a cashless society.
Let me ask you this.
Hold on, I'm just trying to.
No, go ahead.
I'm just trying to say this whole people thing. It's a hoax for the government to control us more, so it can be a cashless society. So all the cash can be digital. Everything can be digital. Like we pay for everything, and they can enforce more rules on us. You know, just by this thing. So you telling me the whole fucking world got together on this conspiracy so the U.S. government can control us more and make this a cashless society?
Right, because it's not just us.
Yeah, it'd be a consideration if it was just the United States.
And this is what people don't understand. It's not. It's a global pandemic. It's not just our country. It got to our country. All over the world.
It got to our country because the president knew about it, said it was a hoax. It was never going to come here. This is America. It's not going to come here. You know, we can control it. But it got here because you still allow people from Europe and Asia to come here where it thrived the most. And y'all didn't block off the borders.
It started getting big around like Chinese New Year. I remember that. Like it started getting big. Like when people was talking about it and stuff. And I remember even like at my job, like we couldn't even get shipments from China because of everything that was going on. So we was like, it was like a shortage.
Yeah, because they were shut down before. Mm-hmm. Before it was, they were shut down in 2019.
Yeah.
So a couple months after that,
November.
Yeah, everybody.
Like this time last year.
Yeah. And everybody started feeling the effects of it because it was like, we didn't realize it, but it was like in January, February, it was like, damn, we ain't got, like, we would order shit or shit wouldn't come in and stores was out of shit. I'm like, damn, where the fuck is stuff at?
But, like I said, it's still people, instead of like, trying to get things under control and trying to...
They're fighting it.
Yeah, they're fighting it. Trying to be like, oh, they're not going to tell me what to do. I went to 2 grocery stores this week. And I've seen men. It was men mostly. Plus where I work. Where people just walk in stores without masks and think... And with the 2 grocery stores I went to, nobody said anything to them. They were like grocery shopping without a mask. And one of them, like, caught an attitude with me because they were standing behind me, I guess because I stopped because I forgot something. And it was literally, like, rush hour at the grocery, like, 5 o'clock where everybody was there. And he got, like, breathing his fucking breath all on me and shit. Like, the nerve. But, like, I guess, I mean, some people can't really believe, like, and it's... I don't want to say it's understandable, but at this point, you can't even say it's understandable because it's like, oh, it's the government. We don't want to believe the government. But it's like, people are literally dying.
Still, but then it's basically the United States. We're still the worst on the...
on everything, for real.
We still the worst on the list. Like, we can't go nowhere.
It is sad, because if China is under control, and some of these other countries that's way bigger than us, but it's because of the stubborn people here. But I feel like that's just America. America is privileged, period.
Yeah, like...
Like, you see kids over in different countries are completely different than what our kids are, or raised completely different, or... You know what I mean? Like, it's videos I see from kids in other countries that's fucking 4 and 5 years old and know how to fucking cook.
It's just the arrogance in the country. Like, and then, like, people think the United States... Like, that's our marketing ploy. The United States would be great. You can make us... You can, and you can become anything in the United States. You got the freedom to do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But... We just ran based off of money, because it's other countries. Yeah. It's other countries, yeah. Yeah, why do you think people want to become doctors and lawyers or, you know, bankers and shit and on land over here? Because they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can make the money, but then, like, the government not control. Like, that's why people do it. Yeah, this country is great. We can do a lot of shit, but it's like, in other countries, if you wasn't putting a mask on...
Mm-hmm.
You probably would be dead.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they were doing. Like, you're dead. Like, oh, so you don't want to listen to us? Okay, we're going to show you.
Mm-hmm.
So, a couple of y'all, a lot of y'all motherfuckers have been dead, and everybody would have fell in line. They don't do that shit here.
Like, yeah.
Just like, I don't know, this is off the topic or whatever, but it's just like, the reason, like, if you go to bigger cities and, like, New York and Chicago and even Ontario, which is in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a thing to where the property value is going up, and it's people can't find nowhere to live because the price of living is so high and everything is bought up and nobody can find nowhere to go. So, of course, the cost of that stuff is going up. And the reason that is because you literally have people from China and Russia, like millionaire people buying up property in the United States and just buying it up because that's put their money in they put their money in property, so
mm-hmm.
the Russian government or Chinese government can't count their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they can do that because it's the United States. Like, they can do that. Like, well, now they can't now because there's certain laws in place to where you got to live there. You just can't buy shit up and still live overseas. Yeah. But those other motherfuckers that did it, like, they still got vacant buildings and plots of land and apartment complexes where nobody living in it, but they bought it because that's their liquid money, like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we need to, because this shit depressing.
I know, I was about to say, this is just, ugh. Just wear a mask. That's the moral of the story. Just wear a fucking mask. I don't care what you think your rights are. I don't care what you... Just do it. Like, and the people that say you have a medical condition, this is what I don't understand. If you have a quote-unquote medical condition, wouldn't you want to wear a mask? Or wouldn't you want people around you to wear a mask?
Yeah, because it's been proven people with existing medical conditions,
and
it affects them,
like,
worse. Like,
it's not... Right, it's not like... Like, masks, some of the masks, not even some of the masks, most of the masks I wear, okay, they are a little annoying, but a lot of them, it's not like I'm sitting up here like,
exactly.
Like, it's like, you can breathe, bitch. Like, don't sit up here and say, like, the way she was like, I can't breathe right now. Well, you're telling me that you spending your coupons is more important than you breathing, bitch? That doesn't make sense to me.
Exactly.
Get your thin hair ass. She had thin hair. It was so thin.
But this
get
is,
your thin hair ass the fuck up out of here.
This is what I think about people that say they can't breathe. Like, we literally seen, like, before basketball started picking back up and they was in the bubble practicing and shit before everybody was clear. You had people playing basketball, shooting, running drills, wearing masks.
Yes.
Football season, training cap. You got motherfuckers running routes, catching balls.
I've worked out with a mask on. It's fine. Only thing I can say is that, okay, like, maybe around my mouth, because I got a little bit of mustache. That sweats. I'm sweating. but for real. That shit sweats. But other than that, it's not like I'm like... struggling to breathe. It's just this wash your face every day. That's all I can say. Yeah,
it, I heard it started like, breaking you out.
Yeah, it breaks you out. Other than that, it's like, what the fuck ever? Like, pull it the fuck up.
Yeah, because the only time like I can see is like, because I do my, when I work for my dad and I clean some of these stores, like, when I be hustling, I be trying to move and I be feeling it. I'm like, oh shit, do I got it? Would it just be the mask? like, but it's just like, it's something you got to deal with.
Grow up. That's the more of the story. Grow up.
Basically.
Okay. So, let's shift gears a little bit. So, we... Now, remember we told y'all we was on this Facebook page called,
It was just a marriage.
The marriage Facebook page. It's another one that they added us to.
It's called marriage, but it's unmasked.
Marriage unmasked.
Yeah, okay.
I guess it's supposed to be like...
That's a little bit more because
riskier, or like they talk more about sex and stuff.
Well, because the marriage page is strictly just married people.
What did you say? Somebody said, "Is this the Christian marriage page?"
Yes. So in the basically the raunchy one, somebody was like, "Is this a Christian based marriage group?"
Girl, you in the wrong group. You better get the fuck out of here. You gonna pass out.
Yeah, because a few people were like, "Oh shit, here we go." And then like it's even people that posted, it's like, "Well shit, is anybody faithful in this group?" I'm like, "What the
Listen, fuck?" No, I'm fucking weird. That's what I want to know too, because a lot of the times people at Alexa, turn on the lamp. Sorry, Alexa just fucking turned off the lamp.
Well, it's timer.
Okay. Anyways, some people in that group, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, people really be like, a lot of times people be like, I cheated, or like, people would make a post and say that they understand why people cheat, and then like, all these people comment, I'm like, yeah, I understand too. It's because, I'm like, how the fuck?
And then it'd be single people in there too, trying to holler at, like, married people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like a fucking freak show on there.
Yeah. But some of the topics are funny. I just want to see people's input. Because, like, I remember this one post. I don't remember what she said, but she was having issues. She was just saying, like, it ain't really there no more. Like, she believed her husband is cheating. And, like, it's not really... Basically, no, her husband cheated. And then she said it was, like, five years ago her husband cheated. And she called him, and he literally turned, like, they got separated, but they got back together, and, like, turned everything around. He's, like, 100% good or whatever. But she said, like...
She can't let it go.
She can't let it go. She was, like, it was cool for about a few months, probably a year, and then it's, like, she just can't see herself. Like, she just completely fell out of love with him, and she don't know how to...
I seen that one.
But like she don't know how to take it, or she don't know.
You comment on it, didn't you? Say you need to talk to him and not tell Facebook.
Yeah, basically that's my comment. I was like, well, maybe we should talk to him instead of talking to Facebook about it.
But you know, people do that.
But so many, it was fun. I was shocked because so many, I had to turn off notification because so many people like what I said. Because I'm like, that's like, what should I do? I'm like, well, maybe you should talk to him instead of talking to Facebook about it.
Like, girl,
stop telling me, girl.
So, I screenshot a couple of the stories on here, and, oh shit, I didn't finish this one. This one was actually really good. Oh, okay. Boom. I got it. All right. So, I'm going to read this one. This is from the Marriage Unmasked page, and I just want I don't know if you've seen this yet, but I just want your opinion on it, okay? Okay, so it says, my name is Stan. I'm a 54-year-old man. My wife, Renee, and I have been married for 22 years. She had two beautiful daughters from her previous marriage. The girls were 5 and 7 when we met. Their father, who is a doctor, abandoned them after he and Renee divorced. He remarried and took care of his new family. Meanwhile, I've always taken care of the girls as if they were my own. Oh, shit. Okay. Renee has been a stay-at-home wife majority of our marriage. I'm a blue-collar worker. I once asked her about seeking the doc for child support. Her reply was, "We don't need him. We have you." I asked to adopt the girls, but Renee insisted that the doc wouldn't agree to it. Regardless, I continued to take care of my family. I put both girls through college, brought them both a car, and has been present. Hold on, my phone. Okay. And has been present all their school. I have been present through all their school events. I'm currently footing the bill for my eldest daughter's wedding and helping the youngest take care of her 5-year-old. I'm the only papa the baby knows. The doc recently divorced his wife and has been trying to repair his relationship with the daughters. My daughter told me she wanted her biological dad to give her away and do the father-daughter dance. I was devastated. I suggested we both walk her down the aisle. Renee interfered and told me I'm just a stepdad and not to mess up her special day. I feel so broken. I have decided that I will not attend the wedding nor pay the remaining $10,000 balance after I already paid $12,000 on the wedding. My wife has called me petty and threatened to divorce me if I mess up her special day. However, I'm standing firm to my decision. Am I wrong?
Hell no.
No. Look, I said the same thing. I'm like, hold that bitch. So
no, because it's the whole fact of, okay, he said you should use child support. She's like, no, we got you. But then you want to adopt him. No, he wouldn't go for it. I'm like, well, he's been doing it. Like, she said it was 5 and 7.
5 and 7, and one of them's getting married now.
Yeah, one of them getting married now. The other one got a 5-year-old. So you've been there their whole life. Mm-hmm. But now your mom's, now the mom don't mess up the day because she want to walk down with her dad now because he divorced his other family and he want to get shit back together.
Now my thing is her saying you're just a stepdad.
Yeah, I was getting to that too. Like, you're just this. I'm like, well, he been the dad they whole damn life now.
To me, I feel like
that's fucked up. The wife is petty.
Yeah. Because I don't see how, like, I understand it's her special day if she wants to do a certain thing, but you're not about to disinclude me and I'm paying for this wedding. Yeah. And I've been here your whole fucking life.
Exactly.
Excuse me. And you disinclude me, one. And for two, it's like, I've been there for you. I've did all these things for you. And it's not even like, okay, you did these things by choice. You did these things as a man. You took care of your family. Not that she owes you anything, but don't try and put somebody who wasn't there and who didn't do anything for you, who should have, where I stepped up in that place, you're putting this person over me. And then the wife, to me, is just like,
I feel like they was fucking. How the way she acting? Because she gonna say no because she didn't hit him up for child support. And then when your husband tried to adopt him, like, no, he wouldn't go for it.
It might even have been one of those situations where she just didn't want any confrontation. She fuck it. Leave it what it is.
No, that sounds like they was fucking.
That does not sound like they were fucking.
Why?
I don't think it sounds like they were fucking. To me, it sounds like, if it was me and I felt like I'm putting myself in her shoes where I was like, no, I'm not going to go for child support. I don't need to. We have you. Why do that? Which okay, is a then, dumb choice because then, I probably would have went for child support.
But then the adoption,
if he wanted to adopt the kids and they weren't around for him, but you know what?
They fucking. Because how you going to say no?
But you know what?
How you know? How you still got this? How you still know how he is?
What
if he married?
Here's my thing. What were these girls being for me? If I had a father figure growing up, like, cause you know, I'm putting myself in the kid's shoes now. If I had a father figure growing up, where, cause you know, I don't know my dad, but if I had somebody that was there for me. And my dad finally decided to come around my wedding day. Would I want that person? I mean, would I want my dad to be there? If we built that that bond, if we built that, you know, that type of thing, then yes, I'm like, you know, okay. If we felt, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't drink a little too much. I'm getting my words all mixed up. But like, you see what I'm saying? Like, if we had that bond, if we actually communicated and he wanted to be a part of that day and we had, like, you know, that type of relationship, then I'd be like, okay. But I would not put the man that was in my life for so many years to the side. I would be like, okay, we both, y'all both can do it. Like he suggested. But even they're with, putting him to the side.
Even with me, if I was her husband and I knew the situation, I'd be like, I would think you should have the motherfucker that was there instead of the motherfucker that been here the last
years. Okay, and then me putting myself in a mom's shoes, I would be like, okay, listen, so how do you think such and such will feel if your dad came into the picture and he's not a part of the day either? It could be both of them. I don't understand why you won't have both of them walk you down the aisle if you want your actual dad there and the guy that took care of you.
I would feel some type of way for both of them.
No. He said he tried to compromise for that, but she said no.
The wife or the daughter? Because honestly, I know somebody.
The daughter said no.
I know somebody that was in that situation. And they was like, I'm going to have the person that been there and helped me out. That's the granddad of my kids. My kids know.
Yeah.
Instead of they actual dad doing it. And I was like,
and that's what he said. Agree. He said, though, the younger one, he's the only pawpaw. Her child is, he's the only pawpaw the child knows.
Exactly.
So, to me, that's weird that the family would just throw him under the bus like that, you know? It is petty.
The family is throwing him under the bus when he was there for y'all. And then the wife says she was just divorced. I'm like, oh, is that easy to divorce me over this? Okay. Well, fuck you then.
Oh. So, do you have one from there?
I will have to look for it.
Okay, I did want to talk about something else real quick.
Go ahead.
This is switching gears. So, you know Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez allegedly shot Megan Thee Stallion in her foot.
Yeah, he really didn't. I sound like I'm defending him. I'm not. But go ahead.
But, okay, so he came out with... Okay, so what I heard was... Not what I heard, but what basically happened was after the Breonna Taylor verdict, which I don't even want to go over, but anyways.
Yeah, because we was going to do a podcast right when I broke, and I had a completely, my perspective was different, but it was what was accurate. But then after that, after you found out how even the fucking, district attorney or whatever the fuck, supreme attorney, whatever the fuck he is, attorney general, even he went on fucking Fox News and shit was saying, you know, how people don't have the facts, you know, we have all the evidence, and it was presented to an actual jury, and the jury came to this conclusion, and blah, blah, blah. After that, even the grand jury said, well, y'all need to make the hearing public because y'all not telling the truth. Like, y'all didn't present it as this. Y'all presented it as this. And then those came out. And then it's like body cam footage and other stuff came out to show that you tried this. Y'all still trying to cover shit up.
Yeah, that's how, you know what? I won't say everybody knows, but at the end of the day, it's still fucked up.
Yeah,
like I said, this case hit home a little more for me because, like I said, looking at Breonna Taylor,
that could have been anybody.
Could have been anybody we know. Could have been me. So the whole verdict pissed me off, which I'm not even surprised that it happened. But
it's like they painted a narrative because, like, you got people because still you got people thinking, well, it wasn't his decision; it was the grand jury, like a jury. A jury came up to the decision. I'm like, yeah. It was a jury. Then y'all think about what happened. Like, as soon as it happened, one guy immediately got fired after it happened. I'm like, yeah, because he was the dummy. He went against protocol. And when the boyfriend shot, he left and started shooting through a window you couldn't see through. So, of course, he was going to get fired anyway because it's like, no, you completely broke protocol. They can't even justify anything you did. So you out automatically. And then the other motherfuckers, like, you have people thinking, like, okay, well, technically it was their job.
So if somebody shoot at you, you're gonna shoot back. So at the end, so they had people thinking like, well, they had people's minds flipping like, well, yeah, that technically is right. Like, they was both in the right because the boyfriend is free and the cops is free. But yeah, then again, like, but then again, you got, well, how did the way they got the warrant was fucked up. It was just everything. It's like, so all this other shit coming out is like, well, if you do your job wrong, you deserve to get consequences.
Yeah, I don't even, like, we're touching on it, but it's like, I really,
yeah,
it's fucked up. But anyways, rest in peace to Breonna Taylor. I'll just say that. Because she's really the person that matters here, so.
Yeah, the most innocent person in the whole thing is not here.
Anyways, so what I was saying about Tory Lanez. So he comes out with he comes out with a mixtape. No, was it a mixtape or was it an album? Oh, an album. He comes out with an album the day after the Breonna Taylor verdict.
And he even did a, because you know he was, you know how he did his little thing, Instagram Live.
Yeah, oh yeah. He even did one of those. Did you watch that?
No, I didn't. Because I mean, honestly, I'm not a fan, really a fan now.
Yeah, me neither. So he comes out with an album, and he did a live telling his side of the story or whatever. But here's what I don't understand. So, like I said, I've never been a fan of his, but I'm not going to sit up here and listen to this new album. I was on social media the day his album came out, and it was like, literally split in between. Like, I had some people that I'm friends with on social media that was like defending him, and some people that were like, you know, no. So I wanted to see if I can find, basically one of the girls was, I seen a girl on social media, and she basically was like, oh, I don't care. Y'all wasn't saying nothing when, I don't even know what it was, but she basically was like, I'ma still listen to it. Blah, blah, blah. Like, she was going off. So, I don't know. Like, how did you feel about it? Like, I felt like, I haven't been supporting him, so I'm not gonna start now. And I feel like a lot of people jumped into that trap where it was like, oh, that's the guy that shot Megan Thee Stallion. I'ma listen to, like, they wanted to listen to see.
No, my whole thing is people are hypocrites and they just own shit just to talk shit. Because how many people condemn that motherfucker when it happened?
Right.
How many motherfuckers, like, every single one of these motherfuckers was talking shit about how much he was a bitch or how corny he is, how you gonna shoot a woman, you know, he did it, blah, blah, blah. And how long ago? That was like a month ago. Month and a half ago, he dropping out with an album. Well, we don't know their situation. I'm not about to listen to his music when I don't know what really happened. It's like, yeah. What do you mean what really happened? Like, he got arrested. She got holes in her foot. Like, we all seen her and her friend get arrested. And then the hard, like, her out of the situation. She the realest motherfucker out of the situation because she didn't even tell the fucking full story because she knew
what it was. She was trying to protect him.
She knew how it was. Like, mm-hmm. She knew how it was. She, like, with everything that was going on, she didn't even say what was said because she didn't want nobody to get hurt. Supposedly it had something to do with her, like, her best friend, too, because they not even cool no more after the situation. Mm. So, and it's like, and the only reason she came out and literally said, he did this and this is how, and she even showed, like, what her foot looked like and all that shit, was because they was trying to make it seem like it was her fault. And he had nothing to do with it. Like, that's his camp was trying to make it seem like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and then she going through so much shit at the same time. You blowing up, your mom died, you just got shot. You ain't got nobody, like, you, your relationship with your friends and shit is going down due to this situation. You ain't got nobody in your corner. And then motherfuckers you trying to protect is trying to throw you under the bus.
Yeah. Well, like I said, and that's true. Like, it's, to me, I feel like I'm on her side regardless. Period. It's Meg. Like, I like Meg. I'm a fan of hers. I'm not a fan of Tory Lanez. So, but anyways.
That's what I'm saying. I've heard more of her songs than I heard Tory Lanez.
Yes. So, I went down my timeline. I did screenshot two things that I saw, and I want to read them to you. So, this one, somebody said, y'all boyfriends be beating y'all up, and y'all stay with them, but we not allowed to listen to Tory Lanez. Girl, fuck you. This shit fire.
I don't even mean to laugh, but I don't even know what to say to that. I don't even know how to respond.
But I'm like, why do... Okay, so this is one situation.
But how did that make... Hold on, but how does that...
make what he did right?
Yeah, how did that make he right? Then, like, your moral compass, like, where's your moral mindset at? First of all, speaking about America, this motherfucker shouldn't even be... He should have been deported.
You're right, because he's from Canada,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he should have been gone. And he's still in L.A. chilling. Making money, releasing albums and shit. He shouldn't even be here after that.
Okay.
But I still don't, like, the girl, whoever posted that, like, your moral compass, like, what you mean, like, your boyfriends are, first of all, who do you know boyfriend be beating their ass? First of all. And why are you not trying to help?
Hold up. Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm confused.
Well, listen, hey, that ain't their business.
Whatever. Okay, well, then if you're talking about if that ain't their business, then this ain't their business either, then
why even comment on it? If you want to listen to Tory Lanez, listen to it. Why even comment on it? And somebody said, you know, why even comment on it or whatever? She said, nah, man, I'm just sick of everybody coming for me because I'm listening to his music.
Who came to you, though? Who knows that?
I mean, I guess people was coming for it. I got another one that, now, this one's kind of long, but I want to read it. So it says, I don't know what's worse. The fact that Tory Lanez felt like the old R. Kelly trick of putting out music to distract people from the heinous crime he committed will work. Or the fact that it did. I'm not even going to say we got to do better. Y'all got to do better. I ain't listening to that shit. I keep hearing black men need to stand up for black women. And I don't disagree, but how come when a black man who shot a black woman drops an album before he even dropped a response to the accusations, I'm seeing all these black women talking about how dope his album is?
Exactly.
What people don't realize is he just went independent again, which means every time you listen, he gets paid in full, no splits. So not
it
only
is a split, cause you got a split.
Did he shoot her, he's directly exploiting the situation for subliminal financial gain. I'm not an advocate for taking food out of anyone's mouth, but sometimes when people reveal themselves to be subhuman, they need to starve. Please stop supporting this clown.
I totally agree, because that's the one thing, that's the main thing people say, that's the main thing you saying in America is black men need to support black women. But this nigga just shot a black woman, but y'all support him more than y'all support her. Like, people was dogging her, saying how they didn't think it was real, it was fake.
Mm-hmm.
For the longest.
Even celebrities
was defending his shooting, like.
You know what else ties to, like, black women, black men, and people not supporting black women, black men? This may be a little extreme, but Dr. Dre and his wife getting divorced. How, like, people are, like, jumping on his wife's back about things that she says she needs. Which, for me, you breaking down everything in a list, okay, I was like, all right, girl, whatever. The list was a little extreme, but she is used to a certain lifestyle. Why can't she keep that lifestyle? I mean, I feel like they shouldn't even have broke it down, because they said, like, what was it? The dry cleaning was, like, over $4,000 or something like that.
No. Dry cleaning was $4,000. But then, wardrobe was, like, $10,000.
Okay.
So, hold on. If you're... They based on that. That's her a month. So, you don't need dry cleaning if you're spending $10,000-$15,000 on clothes every month. What dry cleaning you need to do?
Maybe she's selling her clothes in Poshmark or something.
And then and then entertainment for a month, $900,000. What? What are you doing?
To me, I feel like she shouldn't have broke it down, because I feel like those are unrealistic.
You have to.
But she's used to a lifestyle.
She has to justify what she's asking for.
Well.
So whoever lawyer that told her to break that shit down is a fucking buffoon.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't make any sense.
It's the lawyer, not her. But everybody was coming for her. But I'm like, here's my thing. How long has she been with him, though?
Like the mid-90s.
Okay, mid-90s. That's like 20 years.
That's more than that.
Okay, more than 20 years. If you're used to a certain lifestyle for more than 20 years, you think you're about to give it up now? But she don't know what the fuck nothing costs.
Okay, this is
she around, just knows she wants that money.
This is what I know. They actually started dating. Like, he actually started dating her around the California Love video.
Hmm.
Like, that's when they started dating. Because it's a story behind that, because he wrote her. Like, they was actually doing a video, and he, like, wrote her, like, a letter or something like that. Like, he wrote her. Like, that's how old it was. Like, he wrote her something.
Precious.
And it's actually, you can actually find it and read it off.
Was she in a video, or?
I forgot what it was, but he wanted her to come out. It was based on, because they was doing it out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
And then, like, at that same time, that's when that thing called Burning Man was happening. But, like, it was, like, the beginning of it. And he was like, basically, even in the letter, he's saying, it's these crazy white people out here, like, in the desert, like, while we shoot this video, Tupac out here and shit, and we ran into these people. But anyway, he was writing a letter to her, like, saying, like, how they should date and all that. And that's how they got started. So, basically, like, she hasn't been there, like...
broke since then.
But they were dating then, though. It wasn't like they was, like...
Okay. But you don't think she's entitled to that money? Like, I think they said 50 Cent exhibit, like, the daughter cussed out 50 Cent in exhibit. And, like, a couple other people. But I think she's entitled to the money. The way that she broke it down may not have been the best.
$2 million a month?
Dr. Dre is worth what? He sold Beats by Dre for what? $2
billion. Yeah, but
can't she get $2 million of that?
A month, though. It's not a month.
And?
A month.
Even so? Though, even, she used to that. So you
hold on,
tell
hold on,
me.
Hold on. This is how petty
but
she is.
No,
this is how petty she is. Her entertainment budget is $9 million a month. Or $900,000 a month. She even got him paying for her charitable donations, which is only $100,000.
And?
Like, what's
he got the money.
No, she got the money now. Come on, like, this is what I'm saying. Even Jeff Bezos, Amazon, this motherfucker divorced his wife. His wife is in the top 10 richest women in the world after the divorce.
And so what? They deserve that. To me, I feel like they deserve it.
We're going to take a break for like 2 seconds.
Okay. Let me hold your bladder.
I drink a lot of, speaking of drinking a lot of.
So, I'm going to just put it like this. So let's just say they started dating, Dr. Dre and his wife started dating in 1995. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dre's net worth in 1995 is not even half as much as it is now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think that his wife, ex-wife now, or whatever, when they divorced...
They call it estranged.
Okay, estranged wife is not entitled to that money? You don't think that? So he just supposed to just let her go with a couple thousand when she been living this lavish lifestyle for the past 20 some odd years.
Nobody said that. Nobody said.
I'm just saying. How she put it out there, like, that was dumb. I wouldn't even have did that shit. Mm-hmm. And I understand they have
to. You should have made it sound more reasonable.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, $2 million a month.
To a billionaire, yes. That's nothing.
It's fucking outrageous, bro.
$2 million to a billionaire? But $2 million a month to a billionaire?
Is he bringing in $1 billion a year every year?
Probably.
No, probably not. Okay.
Like, I mean, okay. He probably gonna have to submit some pay stubs to the to the court if he go down. But
he's not bringing in $1 million a year every year.
You don't know that.
Like, he just made that deal, like within the last 5 or 6 years.
She won her coins.
Which she's deserving of. Like, yeah, she's been with him for all that long. But $2 million a year? And obviously a judge found it preposterous because he won the case.
Yeah, because that list was bullshit. Who the fuck is the lawyer? Because he would have got his ass.
He had $20,000 for internet. They said cell phone, internet, and email. For one, who the fuck pays for email? And what the fuck type of internet do y'all got?
And cell phone. Maybe she got a lawyer that didn't know what they was
talking about. What type of internet and cell phone plan do you have?
Because that was strange. But anyways, what was he talking about before he said talking about this?
Oh, no. Fuck Kanye, too.
Ugh. God, what am I talking about?
I didn't even mean to say it. I'm drunk. I was just thinking about what... Because, like, all the shit that he's talking about... No. This is just a point. Can I make a point? Like, all the shit he's talking about, you know, we industry slaves, they taking advantage of him.
Well, he's still trying to run for president, ain't he?
No, he's trying to get his masters back. He's saying blah, blah, blah. He's trying to throw Jay-Z under the bus.
I
like
that. You trying to get him back from Jay-Z?
No, he's trying to get him back from Def Jam. But
Jay-Z,
he didn't,
right?
But we don't
he own Def Jam?
No. But we don't, but this is the one thing that people don't know is he literally owns every album after Yeezus. He has his masters too. It's the ones before that, the good one, the good shit. And he don't got his masters too.
Well, but before he married Kim.
But this is the one thing that they don't say, that he didn't say. It's like he could have got those back, but he kept signing deals with the label, getting advance money instead of getting his master's back. So you negotiated 3 or 4 deals after that.
I love
And him. Then the one thing he talking about all of this shit, he still owe his artists. He still own Tiana Taylor's masters, Big Sean's masters, Kid Cudi's masters. Like,
I didn't know that was him.
Yeah, you still own John Legend's masters. You own some of his shit. And then you didn't give him that shit back, and he still owe Big Sean $3 million.
I don't care. I don't like Kanye.
I'm just saying, like, the shit you trying to fight for is the same shit you're doing to other people.
He's just a regular Diddy, huh? Oh, look at those.
I don't speak about things I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah.
That was completely off subject. I don't even know. I thought I went there.
It's fine. NoFilterThePodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, we
have NoFilterTheePodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, we already had an hour, so. Yeah. I'm just about to just delete that email because nobody ever writes it. NoFilterPod on Instagram.
Maybe if you did more podcasts, people would start writing more.
I think we'll probably get more inbox on the Instagram anyways. But most of the time, people like people that know me that listen to it, they'll just send me a text of what they think.
Yeah.
Anyways, maybe yeah, so
you did more podcasts.
If y'all got my number, let me know what you think. Or if you don't got my number, send a message to the Instagram or the email. Yeah. You got anything to say before we wrap up here?
No, I'm good.
I
wish I would have knew we was done before I got me another drink.
Oh, just go pour it back. We got a filter. Pour it back to the thing. Alright, guys. I guess we will see you guys next time.
Next time.
Thanks for listening.
Hopefully it won't be 2 months from now.
Shit. Listen, okay? Alright, we'll see you guys next time. Bye. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. And you can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.